This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Lucy is now 2 years old, an occasion absolutely no one is celebrating. Lucy is a mud volcano on the island of Java, the most populous island in Indonesia. It's on the eastern tip of the island. It's already swallowed the homes of more than 30,000 people. Scientists and displaced Indonesians blame a gas company for causing the eruption of sludge 2 years ago. Richard Davies is a geologist with Durham University in England. He's been tracking this volcano since it first appeared. Richard Davies, what usually causes a mud volcano, and how is this one different?
They're normally caused by natural processes. Under the ground, you have something called geological pressure, and this pressure sometimes can be abnormally high. And so where it reaches abnormally high levels, it can force fluid to the surface, normally through natural fractures and breaks in the rock. So there are thousands of mud volcanoes on the Earth. What makes this mud volcano very different is this one was almost certainly triggered by drilling a gas exploration well.
This gas well was being drilled by a company that belongs to the richest man in Indonesia. He's connected to the government. There's a lot of back and forth on this. A local court has said that it thinks it was a natural disaster.
Well, there was an earthquake on the 27th of May, 2 days before the start of the mud volcano on the 29th of May, 2006, almost exactly 2 years ago. This earthquake has been looked at in detail by an American scientist, Michael Manger, and he's decided that the earthquake was too small and too far away to have had any influence on triggering this mud volcano. My part in the research has been to look at the drilling data, and in fact we have very clear indications that while they were drilling the well, they basically had a series of operational events which led to a subsurface blowout, which means that the fluid within the well leaked out towards the surface, and that kicked off the process by which Lucy was born.
Well, this is the world's largest mud volcano. Now, how much bigger might it get, and is there anything that can be done to plug the thing up?
It's not actually the largest. The largest are in Azerbaijan, but those mud volcanoes have formed over tens of thousands, possibly millions of years. It is the fastest growing, so it's an incredibly fast-growing mud volcano that's in its infancy. It's expanded to about 7 square kilometers, and it's actually being penned in by a series of dams which have been built in order to stop the impact on the local population.
You've been to the site. You've looked at this mud volcano.
Yes.
From the press accounts I read, it doesn't smell very good.
Initially, one of the problems was the gas that erupted with the volcano had hydrogen sulfide gas in it, which has a smell of rotten eggs. It's a sight to behold. I mean, reading through the various literature and looking at pictures does not prepare you for seeing this thing. It has a crater in the middle of it, a vent, which is 50 meters wide, with mud and gas and steam coming out of it.
Is the land in danger of collapsing if this water runs out? I mean, what is going to happen there geologically?
It is collapsing, and so we've recently published a paper where, working with Indonesians, they have taken accurate GPS measurements, which can measure a fraction of a centimeter of downward movement. And they've also used satellite images to see whether the land has gone up or gone down. It is, of course, going down. The weight of the mud, and because you're taking mud and fluid from underneath the ground, is causing the area to subside. The maximum rates, if you like, are 4 centimeters a day. That equates to something like 14 meters a year. And if you multiply by 10 years, you can quickly extrapolate the worst-case scenario. And so my point is, you really have to look at this new data, because it's showing you that the area that will eventually be impacted by the mud volcano is not just the area covered by mud.
Richard Davies, professor of geology at Durham University in the United Kingdom, on the great mud volcano Lucy on the island of Java in Indonesia. Richard Davies, thank you.
Thank you very much.